Hey folks, it's Russell Hill here from the KLP News Desk, and it's time for your KLPRadio.com news break for April 12th, 2024.
A Bay City man was sentenced to 30 years last week after he was convicted of sexually abusing a 4-year-old child 16 years ago. A Matagorda County jury found 50-year-old David Estrada Sanchez guilty of continuous sexual abuse of a child March 28th. Sanchez, who pleaded not guilty, has since filed for an appeal, according to court records. Took the jury about 30 minutes before they handed the 30-year sentence to 130th Judicial Judge Denise Fortenberry, according to Stephen Reese, district attorney. The conviction stems from a report the victim's mother made to Bay City Police in 2018 after her daughter told the mother she was sexually assaulted multiple times in various ways over the 2007 and 8 school year. That's according to court records that were obtained by the Bay City Tribune. The victim was 4 when Sanchez began assaulting the child at his home on Horn Road. Sanchez admitted to the Bay City PD he was babysitting the victim during that time, but abruptly ended the interview after he was asked if he was ever alone with the victim. Court documents indicate Sanchez ignored subsequent interview attempts from the police department. And during the trial, District Attorney Stephen Reese said the victim said she would stay in Sanchez's home and his wife, Rachel, after school. Reese said the victim testified she did tell her best friend about the abuse, but made her friend promise not to tell anybody. He said the friend kept the victim secret until the investigation began in 2018. Now, after closing arguments, the jury deliberated for about 7 hours before finding Sanchez guilty. On April 4th, Reese said several friends and relatives of Sanchez testified they disagreed with the jury's verdict and didn't have any concerns about leaving their own kids in his care. The Oversight Board of the Crossroads Regional Public Defender's Office unanimously decided to proceed with Brian Watson as public defender, despite the fact that there is an indictment against him. Watson was appointed by Victoria County Commissioners as public defender for Victoria, Jackson, Lavaca, and Refugio counties on March 25th, even though he was indicted last week on an allegation of misuse of official information. That charge against Watson originated out of B County. Watson is also the mayor of Beeville and works in a private law practice. In a press release, Victoria Commissioner's Court Judge Ben Zeller said, quote, as is the case with any indictment, it's a legal issue that'll be resolved within the court system and not in a meeting room, end quote. Watson will start the job as planned May 6th. The Plaza Theater on Monterey Square in Wharton has unveiled its springtime show for the 2024 season, and that is Death Trap. This comedy thriller, crafted by the acclaimed playwright Ira Levin, is directed by Plaza veteran Lauren Michelle. From April 19th to April 28th, this production will have you on the edge of your seat. It's sponsored by Soka Enterprises, Inc. and Vondero Ford of El Campo in collaboration with Broadway Licensing. Death Trap is an exploration of deception, intrigue, and the unexpected. Set in a world of once successful playwright, desperate for a hit show, the play delves into the depths of obsession and manipulation. And then as the playwright becomes entangled with a young writer's manuscript, a deadly battle of wits ensues, shrouded in mystery and suspense. I keep you guessing right up until the end. Performance time 7:30 on Fridays and Saturdays, 2:30 Sunday matinee. While the production is packed with twists and dark humor, it is suggested for mature audiences due to mild language and adult themes, making it ideal evening out for those looking for a theatrical experience. Tickets available now for general admission, $15. Plaza Theater season ticket holders, you can get your remaining tickets for this event. Secure your seats today, whartonplazatheater.org. For those convenient online ticketing systems, choose your preferred seats, pay by credit card, and print your tickets from the comfort of your own home. Alternatively, you can make reservations by calling the box office at 979-282-2226.
And that's going to do it for your KLPRadio.com news break for April 12th. I'm Russell Hill from the KLP News Desk. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.